兄姐妹朋友们，祝你平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters and friends.
谢谢啊，敬拜小组给我们带的诗歌。
And thanks so much for the worship team to bring us this to lead us this worship.
我们今天要来看的啊经文是在罗马书一到十三节。
And today our scripture is from Romans chapter 15, verse 1 to 13.
罗马书第十五章一到十三节，我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
那我就请 Joyce 念英文的，大家看中文的就好。
We who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please the neighbor for his good, to build him up.For Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever was written in the former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the scripture we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together,You may, with one voice, glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accept one another, then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the Jews on behalf of God's truth, so that the promise made to the patriarchs might be confirmed. And moreover, that the Gentiles may glorify God for his mercy,As it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. And again it is written, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all your Gentiles, and let all the peoples extol him. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will come, even he who arises to rule the Gentiles, in him,Will the Gentiles hope? May the Lord of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope.
我们一起来到神面前来祷告。
Let's pray before the Lord.
天父，我们感谢你，主你的恩典在我们身上是大的。
And Lord, how majestic is your grace upon us?
你的恩典。让我们看见主你如何接纳我们这罪人。
And Lord, your grace help us to see how you accept we as sinners.
你如何借着耶稣基督的宝血来洗净我们的罪。
How you use the precious blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse our sins.
你要我们转过身与众人和睦。
You desire us to turn back and to live in harmony with others.
恩为这恩典感谢你。
And for this grace, we thank you.
高奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 那我们今年的主题要讲到圣灵。今天呢，从这个系列跳出来，要谈这个题目：为何一心一口如此之难？
And we were talking about the Holy Spirit, and then we're jumping out of the previous topic. And then today, we're going to talk about why, like, one voice is so hard to accomplish.
And
we're also going to talk, touch some political topics.
但是呢，你晓得我主要是要从圣经来思考我们现今所面对的问题。
From a biblical perspective, we're going to think about, to discuss the current issues.
如果你稍微有看一点新闻的话，你不难看到美国最近挺乱的。
If you pay a little attention to the news today, it's not really hard to find that America is pretty chaotic these days.
最近闹得最凶的是什么？
What do you usually hear these days?
种族的问题。
Racism.
种族的问题，如果我没有看错的话，应该是从 George Floyd 的事件开始就开始闹了。
If I am correct, the racism actually arose from George Floyd.
从 George Floyd 的死亡，然后就开始美国内部就开始闹种族歧视。
Ever since the death of George Floyd, there has been this turmoil with racism in the United States.
甚至我们在这里的时候，跟大家分享过，我们美南浸信会在底特律那里的教会大有不少是黑人的教会。
And maybe I have shared among you, the Southern Baptist Commission has many churches. The majority of their congregation were African Americans in the Detroit area.
那他跟我们联系，因为我们也是美南浸信会。
And they contacted us because we also are part of the Southern Baptist.
他说有一个很重要的聚会，希望你能够来参加。
And they told us that there is a very important gathering, and we wish you to come.
那是在 George Floyd 事情之后。
And that was after George, the event of George Floyd.
我问他是什么事情我需要跑到底特律去。
And I asked what is the event for that I have to travel to Detroit.
他说要谈这个种族歧视的问题。
And he was like, we're going to talk about racism.
我们教会要团结起来。
That our church has to unite together.
我们要来对抗这种族的歧视。
To fight against racism.
那一次我拒绝了。
And I refused to join that time.
我跟你们讲过，如果你们不记得的话，拒绝的原因有两个。
I might have told you, but just to remind you in case you don't remember anymore. There are two reasons for me to refuse to go.
我也写了 email 回给他。
And which I wrote down in email.
我说我不会来。
I told them that I'm not gonna join.
第一，这个事情发生的时候，马上就有许多的人说，这个美国种族歧视很严重。
The first reason was that right after this incident, there were so many people jumping out, claiming that the racism problem was so severe in the United States.
我不觉得这个美国的这个 法官或者是什么警察有任何的时间能够查审查这个细节。
I don't think that the judges or the law enforcement actually has a sufficient time to investigate the details of this incident.
然后人们就下定论。
But people actually were so quick to jump into their conclusion.
我说我不知道这里头有没有种族歧视，但是我知道的是，我们还没有查明细节的时候就下定论了。我不觉得教会应该这么做。
The pastor said, I don't really know if there is actually indeed some racism in it, but the fact that we jump into such a quick conclusion, I don't think we really know what's actually going on here.
另外就是这事情发生之后，还有陆陆续续有一些更多的细节出来的时候，也没有人去讨论它。
And after this incident happened, there surfaced, you know, like a little by little pieces of the evidence, but people were not talking about these.
所以我心中是有怀疑的。
So there was some doubt in my heart.
所以我不去参与。
And I didn't feel comfortable to join.
我也告诉他们，他们不应该这样子就下定论，然后把这件事情当着是黑白黑人白人之间的这个问题。
And I told them that they should not come into such a quick conclusion and to define this incident as a problem between the Caucasian, the white, and then the black.
我不知道 George Floyd 这件事情里头种族歧视的成分有多少。
I don't really know how big a portion there is in, of the racism within the incident of George Floyd.
我今天也不是跟为了跟大家来这个分析这个问题。
And I'm not actually thinking of using today's sermon to discuss with you about this incident.
有一件事情是清楚的。
But there is one thing that is clear.
种族歧视在人的至少在人的感受当中是存在的。
Racism does live in our feeling.
我自己是马来西亚来的。
I came from Malaysia.
马来西亚有三大种族。
There are three major ethnic groups in Malaysia.
有马来人，有华人，有印度人。
There's Malay, there is Chinese, and then there is Indonesian.
然后加上许许多多的原当地的这个土族。
And there are numerous Aboriginal groups.
马来西亚最主要的民族是马来人。
The main ethnic group is Malay.
我生在马来西亚，从来没有觉得自己是一等公民过。
I was born in Malaysia, but I never thought of myself as a first-class citizen.
我们总是觉得说我们是二等公民。
And we always think that we're second class.
因为所有的好处全部都被先让马来人先拿去了。
Because all the benefits were claimed by the Malays first.
这是为什么我一直很羡慕新加坡，因为新加坡是以华人为主。
That's why I was I've always been envious of the Singapore people because the majority of them were made up of Chinese.
每一次马来西亚出了什么问题，我就说，你看新加坡没事，如果华人当权的话就没事啊。
And every time there were, you know, like unease or turmoils in Malaysia, I always say, look at Singapore. You know, when the Chinese people were elected, there should be all peace.
所以某个程度上，我是可以。了解被歧视的一个感觉。
And to some extent, I could actually identify with the feeling of being discriminated.
在他说的当中，大部分是从中国大陆或者台湾或者这个其他地方来的，都是以华人为主的地方。
Here, the congregation is consisted of mainly from mainland China, from Taiwan, and people of Chinese areas.
我问你们有没有觉得备受歧视过
？May I ask you a question? Have you ever feel like you were discriminated?
不在美国啊，我说在中国，在台湾的时候有没有
？Actually, not here in the United States, but back in China, back in mainland China, back in Taiwan. Have you ever feel like you were discriminated?
有些没有，有些说有啊。
Some of you claim said no. Some of you said yes.
歧视的这个被歧视的问题，其实不是只是皮肤颜色的问题。
And discrimination or racism is not just the problem of the skin of your color.
我在美国做学生的时候，在班上认识了两个同学，一个是从巴西来的，一个从墨西哥来的。
When I was studying in the United States, I have two classmates.One from Brazil and the other from another from Mexico.
他们都是很好的朋友。
We're all good friends.
然后从他们的口中就知道说，原来在南美洲呢，墨西哥人是被其他国家看不起的。
And from them, actually learned that the Mexicans were looked down upon by other nations in the South America.
巴西是非常看不起墨西哥人的。
Brazilians looked down upon Mexicans.
那一个墨西哥的同学他就说这个没什么。
And the Mexican friend actually said it's no big deal.
我们墨西哥人里头也有一组。一边的墨西哥人看不起另外一边的墨西哥人。
Even within the Mexicans, there is one group that look down upon the other.
就算没有皮肤的颜色的差别，人照样可以找一些其他的差别，看不起人。
Even though there is no difference in the color of their skin, we can still find reasons to discriminate.
所以，当我们谈到这个种族的问题的时候，我们不能只是停留在皮肤的颜色。
So when we talk about the problem of racism, we cannot just stop at the color of the skin.
人本身是一个不容易和另外一个人一心一口的。
And people, mankind by nature, is not really able to live in harmony with one voice with others.
我们甚至可能怎么说？我们内心里面的仇恨可能最大的是针对我们自己的家人。
And how should I put it? The inner hatred, probably the biggest hatred in our heart, is towards our families.
不是针对我们父母，就针对我们的兄弟姐妹，要不然就针对我们的太太或先生。
If it's not towards our parents, then it probably is towards our siblings, or to our spouse.
我今天要跟大家来看罗马书，因为罗马书是特别一卷要在讨论种族之间不合的 一封书信。
And today, the reason why I want to bring up this, the book of Romans is this, this is a book that specifically talks about the racism, the discord among peoples.
也许你从来没有这样子的去想过罗马书。
Maybe you have never thought of the Romans in such a way.
我跟大家看几节的经文。
But let me just read to you, look with you, read with you several verses.
在罗马书第一章十四节那里说，无论是希腊人，是话外人，是聪明人，是愚拙人，我都欠他们的债。
Chapter 1 verse 14, I am under obligation both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish.
那他在这里为什么要把这些人把他分开来这样子一个一个讲呢？原来在罗马的教会当中，这个的话题是挺敏感的。
Why does Paul actually broke them into, you know, different groups and specifically point out to these groups? That's because in the Church of Rome, these are actually distinctive groups, and then people talk about it.
在罗马书一章十六节又说，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。然后他还特别说，先是犹太人。
And in chapter 1, verse 16, For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. And Paul here emphasized that to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
然后在第二章第九节他说，神将那个患难跟困苦加给一切作恶的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。
And in chapter 2, verse 9,There will be tribulation and distress for every human being who does evil, the Jew first, and also the Greek.
有一个感觉好像是说，神降祸不是只是降祸给外邦人，他也降祸给犹太人，都是平等的，犹太人或是希腊人，神都降祸。
And there is a feeling, a sense that God is not only going to punish those Greeks, the Gentiles, God is also going to punish the Jews. Everyone is the same.The punishment will be upon everyone.
二章十节接着又说，却将荣耀、尊贵、平安加给一切行善的人，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。
In chapter 2, verse 10, the glory and honor and peace for everyone who does good, the Jew first and also the Greek.
所以荣耀、尊贵、平安不是只是单单给犹太人，也会给外邦人。
And so the glory and honor and peace is not just for the Jew only, but also for the Gentiles.
在第二章十七节说，你称为犹太人，又仗依仗啊依靠律法，且指着神夸口。
And chapter 2, verse 17, but if you call yourself a Jew and rely on the law and boast in God.
也就是说，当保罗书信罗马书信给这个罗马教会的时候。他在那边特别针对着一群根据他们从哪里来他们的种族来讲的。
And so it is to say that when Paul was writing this epistle of Romans to the church in Romans, he was specifically talking to different people groups.
三章一节又说，这样说来犹太人有什么长处，割礼有什么益处呢？
Chapter 3 verse 1, Then what advantage has the Jew, or what is the value of circumcision?
三章九节又说，这却怎么样呢？我们比他们强吗？绝不是，因为我们已经证明犹太人和希腊人都在罪恶之下。
Chapter 3, verse 9. What then? Are we Jews any better off? No, not at all. For we have already charged that all, both Jews and Greeks, are under sin.
三章二十九节讲得更清楚，说难道神只做犹太人的神吗？不也做外邦人的神吗？是的，也做外邦人的神。
And it is even more clearly displayed in chapter 3, verse 29. Or is God the God of Jews only? Is he not the God of Gentiles also? Yes, of Gentiles also.
所以你读了前面 罗马书前面三章的时候，你有一个感觉，这种教会之中之间这个种族之间好像有一点不太合。
And when you finish go through the first chapters of Book of Romans, you have this feeling that there seems to exist discords among different people groups.
在第九章二十四节又说，这器皿就是我们被神召的，不但是从犹太人中，也是从外邦人中，这有什么不可呢？
And chapter 9, verse 24, even us, who he has called, not from the Jews only, but also from the Gentiles.
意思是说，有什么不可？如果要从外邦人那里招出来啊。
And what then? Why it's not possible that God can actually call from the Gentiles?
第十章十二节，犹太人和希腊人并没有分别，因为众人同有一位主。
Chapter 10, verse 12.For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him.
最后来到十五章第四节那里说，你们外邦人当与主的百姓一同欢乐。
And lastly, we come to chapter 15, verse 10. And again it is said, Rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people.
所以你发现到当保罗在写这个书信给罗马教会的时候，罗马教会的当中有这个种族之间的问题。
And so you find that when Paul was writing this epistle to the Church of Rome, there are actually exist this discord between different people groups in this church.
保罗写信给这罗马教会的时候，内容写什么？
What is the content of Paul in the book of Romans?
你今天在我讲这个种族的问题之前，你想到罗马书的时候，你想到什么？
Before I started this topic of the racism issue, what comes into your mind when you think of the Book of Romans?
想到说罗马罗马书主要在讲的是讲解福音，是不是？
And you think the Book of Romans is actually talking about gospel, right?
有一种传福音的方式叫罗马录，你在里头抽几个经文，然后他就会告诉你福音是怎么回事。
And there is actually a system like a gospel spreading technique called Roman Road that you pick out several verses from the Book of Romans and display them to teach the gospel.
他写信给罗马教会，面对着种族问题的时候，保罗在讲福音。
When Paul was writing this epistle of Romans, he was actually writing about gospel.
他说，犹太人也好，外邦人也好，我们在神的律法之下都是罪人，不以神为神。
And he was saying that both Jew and Greeks, that we are all sinners under God's law, both who do not honor God as God.
这是在第一章到第三章。
And this is from chapter 1 to chapter 3.
然后三到八章的时候，他说，犹太人也好，外邦人也好，我们都无法靠自己的行为夸口，我们唯独要因信称义，成圣。
And from chapter 3 to chapter 8, it is saying that whether Jews or Gentiles, and there is nothing that we can actually boast upon regarding our own deeds. We are all justified and sanctified through faith apart from work.
12到16章讲到说我们要心意更新，我们要被改变，在神所赐给我们的慈悲怜悯中学习彼此谦卑相爱及顺服。
And from chapter 12 to chapter 15, it said that we are renewed. We have to renew by the gospel, and through the mercy and grace from God, we have to learn how to submit to each other, how to humble, to be humble to each other, and how to love each other.
换句话，种族之间的不和，人与人之间的不和，有一个根本的原因是什么？
In other words, there is a fundamental reason for the discords between different people groups from between different people. What is the reason?
是罪。
The reason is sin.
是人不以真神为神。
It is because we don't regard the true God as God.
我们人呢，不把神当神。
We don't regard God as God.
当我们不把神当神的时候，我们思维的方式跟价值观就被扭曲。
When we don't regard God as God, our hearts, our value system, and our thoughts are distorted and perverse.
当我们的思维方式被扭曲的时候，我们就放弃了神的荣耀，而我们就要地上，把地上的羞耻当作荣耀。
And when we don't regard God as God, our system was perverse, and our thoughts are distorted, and we don't regard God's glory as glory, but we take upon the shameful things as glorious.
当你不把神当神来荣耀他的时候，我们就抓住其他的东西看为重要的时候，我们就在其他的那一个重要的事情上，我们就彼此的轻视。
When we don't glorify God and we grasp upon other things as important, we will actually distort our mind and follow those shameful things.
所以等到这个罗马书第一章二十八节到三十一节，在最后的时候，他讲到说，当人不以神为神的时候，最后的一个结果是什么？在二十八节他说他们存着邪僻的心，行那些不合理的事，抓满各样不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒，满心是嫉妒、凶杀、争竞、诡诈、毒恨，又是忏悔的、背后说人的、怨恨神的、傲慢人的、狂傲的、自夸的、捏造恶事的、违背父母的、无知的、背约的、不亲情、不怜悯人的。
In chapter 1, verse 28 to 31 of the book of Romans actually listed the final consequence when we don't glorify God as God. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. They were filled with all manner of wrong righteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithful, heartless, ruthless.
很多在这里描写的凶杀、争竞、诡诈、恶毒、怨恨神、违背父母，这些东西都在几年前在美国是很难想象这样的一个社会啊。今天几乎我们在新闻上打开来都可以看得到。
And so many sins that are listed here, like murder, slanderous, haters, and disobedient to parents. Previously, it's really hard to imagine that this would flood in the United States. But now these are just common things here in the society.
罗马书早就说了，当我们人离开神的时候，最后的一个地步，在第一章里面描写人一步一步的越来越背逆神的时候，在最后的描写就在这里这第一章二十八到三十一节，我在这里给大家列出来的这是讲到说，当人不以神为神的时候，人与人之间也不彼此的尊重。
In Romans chapter 1, verse 28 to 31 actually shows the final condition when we depart farther and farther away from the Lord. The sin is actually going to bring us down to this debased condition.
你来到罗马书后面的时候，在十二章那里就有一个显然的对比。
And when you come to the later parts of the book of Romans, and there is this contrast in chapter 12.
罗马书十二章说，你们要我们在神的慈悲怜悯之下，要心意更新而变化。
And in chapter 12, it's talking about because of the grace and mercy of the Lord, we are to renew ourselves day by day.
十二章第九节那里就说，爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶。善要亲近，爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让，殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主，在指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐，祷告要恒切，圣徒缺乏要帮补，客要一味的款待，逼迫你们的要给他们祝福，只要祝福不可咒诅， 与喜乐的人要同乐，与哀哭的人要同哭，要彼此同心，不可自气高大，倒要扶救卑微的人，不要以恶报恶，乃要以善生恶。
Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. And do not be slothful in zeal, but fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another and do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourself, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
不要以恶报恶，要以善胜恶。
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
我们今天在社会上看到的是什么？
What do we actually see in the society here?
我们乃是要以恶报恶。
That we repay evil with evil.
这说明什么？
What does it mean?
说明美国很需要什么？
What does it mean for the American? What do we need?
美国最需要的是什么？
What is the most important thing to America?
最需要的是福音。
The United States needs gospel.
能够改变人心的福音。
And the gospel that can change the minds of the people.
我知道大家可能出去示威也是一个方式啊。
I know probably you go out to protest is also one of the methods.
在 social media 上面然后发表你的这个见解也是一个方式。
And maybe showing your point of view in the social media is another way.
但是保罗说，除非你真的明白基督的福音，我们人是没有办法彼此相爱的。
But Paul points out here that only when you really understand the gospel of Christ, there will be no hope. There will be no solution for us.
不久前，美国还是一个社会。当一个人，被害的时候，他以这个以恩报恶的时候，报仇的时候呢，都是大家觉得很伟大的事情。但是现在大家鼓吹的是以恶报恶。
Not long ago, American is still a society, that to repay grace, to repay evil with grace.And people were upholding this. However, now, we actually uphold to repay evil with evil.
这只能说明一件事情，我们今天住的一个环境是已经非常，是一个非常需要福音的一个环境。
And this can only mean one thing. It means that the society that we live in is a society who is desperate, who is so thirsty for the gospel.
可是美国到处不都是教会吗？
However, when we look around, we see so many churches here, right?
是不是福音传得很少？
Is it because that we don't share, not enough gospel is shared around?
是不是教会里面基督的福音也讲得很少？
Is it because that even in the churches, we don't share enough gospel?
我们来到今天的这个十五章，放心，我们剩下时间不多，我十五章也不会讲太详细，
So today we come to chapter 15. You know, rest assured, we don't have much time left, and I'm not really going to dive deep into it.
在十五章那里， 你特别注意看他第一节，他讲到说我们坚固人应当担待不坚固人的软弱，不求自己的益处。
In the first verse of chapter 15, it says that we who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves.
为什么我们能够担当不坚固人的软弱？为什么我们可以不求自己的益处呢？第三节就说，因为基督也不求自己的益处。
Why can we bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves? In verse 3, it points out that because Jesus doesn't seek to please himself.
耶稣基督若是我们的主，他若不求自己的益处，我们在他里面得的一个生命也是不求自己益处的生命。
If Jesus is really our Lord and he doesn't really seek after his own to please himself, then we likewise should not please ourselves.
然后第四节他就说从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。
And in verse 4 it continues, for whatever was written in the former days was written for our instruction, that through the endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope.
神的话在我们里头也可以生出忍耐，生出安慰。神的话常常在我们的生活当中会提醒我们要忍耐，要安慰，并且在这当中有这个盼望。然后第五节就说到说，那赐忍耐安慰的神叫我们什么彼此同心。
And God's word actually is about, you know, the encouragement and also the endurance. And God's word also reminds us that we have to live out this endurance and live out this encouragement in our lives. So Paul continued in verse 5, may the God of to remind us of God's endurance.
我们怎么能够彼此同心？
How can we live in harmony with one voice with each other?
我们要认识到耶稣基督所成就的这个救赎。
We have to really understand the salvation accomplished by Jesus Christ.
我们这位神借着他自己的话语赐给我们这个忍耐跟安慰。
Through his own word, our God gave us this endurance and comfort.
叫我们可以同心。
So that we may live in harmony.
不管我这一生有两次是很难饶恕人的时刻，在那个时刻神提醒我说耶稣基督为我而死。
There were two moments that I found really hard to forgive others, but in those moments Jesus Christ reminded me that he died for me.
就在那个时候神叫我忍耐。
And at these moments God told me to endure.
也给我安慰。
And he also gave me encouragement.
因为我不是只是在那边忍受而已。
Because I'm not just simply enduring at that time.
因为神的福音可以改变人。
Because the gospel of the Lord can change people.
能够赐给我盼望，在最困难的时候，没有办法饶恕人的时候，我可以坚持下去。
It gives me hope in the most difficult moment when it's so hard for me to forgive, that I can still live on and that I can still withstand.
这两个最难饶恕的这个两个人是谁呢？我跟你们讲过，一个是我小时候的姑姑。
Who are the two people that are the most hard for me to forgive? I've told you before. The first one is the aunt when I was the first one is my aunt.
第二个是谁？
Who is the second one?
是自己的太太。
It's my own wife.
第七节。
Verse 7.
前面说到要彼此的担待，第七节说我们要彼此的接纳。
So in verse 1, we have to bear with the failings of the weak and to bear the failings of each other. And in verse 7, we have to accept one another.
我们怎么能够彼此的接纳？他在十三节又说，但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着 圣灵的能力大有盼望。
And how can we accept one another? It says that may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope.
就是那赐盼望的神，因着我们信靠他而赐给我们这个平安和喜乐，在我们的内心里头，我们得着这个能力。
And may the God of hope, because we rely on him, because we believe in him, that he can fill us with joy and peace.
今天在外面教了很多，我们怎么样不去在种族跟种族之间怎么不去歧视人？其实最重要的一点，也是唯一能够让人不去歧视人的，就是耶稣基督的爱。
And today we've been talking so much about how we can you know help how we how can we not discriminate among you know other people groups. But the most important thing is actually here that we have to rely on God to give us the power to do it.
你每一次在你的公司里面，你发现到你又要上这一个课，然后告诉你说怎么样不歧视别人的时候，你就要晓得说这个功课应该是。耶稣基督福音的这个教导。
And every time you go through a training in your company, to tell you how to refrain from racial discrimination, you have to understand that the most important homework is actually here in Jesus Christ's gospel.
每一次你看到有这一门课出现的时候，你就晓得说，我的公司更需要的是基督的福音。
And every time you see this training popping up in your company, you have to realize that the most important thing my company needs is the gospel of Jesus.
我们反思一下，这个世界给我们的一条路是什么？给我们的一个解决的方案是什么？
And let's reflect upon what is the solution offered by the world.
最近常听到的就是有一个字啊，叫 reparation。
A frequent word that I hear these days is reparation.
就是要偿还。
And to repay.
白人要偿还以前对黑人的这个虐待。
And the Caucasian, the white, has to repay those abuse that happened in the past towards those African Americans.
甚至在教会里面也谈这个要偿还。
And even in the church, we also talk about reparation.
但是偿还最后带来的是什么？
But what is the consequence? What it actually brings us?
偿还最后带来的是仇恨。
The reparation actually brings us hatred.
因为以前的虐待是上几代的，这一代并没有实际的虐待过其他人的，他们要偿还的话，最后带来的是种族跟种族之间的仇恨。这些东西在观念上听起来是好的，但是并不能解决种族之间的问题。
Because the abuse actually happened generations before us, and we haven't actually done this generation hasn't actually performed any injustice or abuse, and so this reparation can only bring us hatred.Between different races, and it's not going to solve the issue.
我的意思不是说今天没有种族歧视的问题，我的意思是说，早期的那种的虐待是早期的时候，而今天我们叫那些偿还的人的那一代的人本身不一定是做，不是，本身不一定是在里头虐待人的人。
What I'm trying to say is that it's not that we don't have any racial discrimination in this generation, but what I'm trying to say is that the abuse actually happened generations before, and now this current generation actually hasn't done what our forefathers have been doing. So it's unfair for those who haven't performed the abuse to repay now.
这个世界给我们一条的出路是什么？就是不公义。
And what is the solution that this world offers us? It's injustice.
什么叫不公义？
What is injustice?
这实际上是他们自己说的。
The injustice is actually self-claimed.
他说我们以前 受到不公义的对待。
And they claim that we were treated in, without justice in the past.
所以今天我们要同样以不公义的方式来对待他们。
So that's why today we have to repay, with injustice today.
以前我们没有理由的被人杀，今天我们也要没有理由的随便杀人。
And in the past we were killed with no reason. So today we're also going to kill with no reason.
你就发现到说世界要带我们走的一条道路就是以恶报恶。
And you found that this world is actually leading us in the past, which is to repay evil with evil.
还有一个世界选择要走的，现在很常常讲的就是这个 cancel 这个字啊。
And another word that is talked very frequently these days is cancel.
把过去的这个历史把它抹杀掉。
To wipe out the history that happened in the past.
你在公众场合里头看到某一些的这个人像呢是不好的，就把它除掉。
And to remove the statues in the public places if you think they're not good.
但是你发现耶稣基督的福音不是去除掉过去，而是给我们将来的盼望。
But you found that the gospel of Christ is actually not to cancel the past, but to bring hope in the future.
你知道这个把它抹杀掉，这个不但只是过去的历史，连今天它也要抹杀掉一些东西，比如数学。
So you found that to wipe out the, it's not, they are just not limited to wipe out the history. They're also trying to wipe out things in the current world, like mathematics.
因为数学造成人不平等，所以要把数学抹杀掉。
Because math is the cause of injustice, is unfair, so they have to wipe out the math.
你从这里头人给的这一个解决的方案里头，你看到有一个基本的问题，人还是不能接纳人。
And you found that a common drawback of these solutions is the root cause is because people cannot accept other people.
人不能接纳另外一个人的不一样。
And a person cannot accept the difference of another person.
如果数学造成两个人不一样，他就把数学除掉。
If math causes a difference between two people, they are going to remove the math.
这是人的方式。
This is a man's approach.
福音的方式是什么？
However, what is the gospel's approach?
福音的方式是让我们看见我们人不一样，但是我们可以彼此接纳。
The approach of a gospel is that we understand there is differences between people, but we can still accept the difference.
其实在美国早期的时候还算不错了，你没有读大学大家都可以彼此接纳的。你在马来西亚你不读大学，人家读大学好像你在同一个房间就低人一个头。
So in the early American time, it's actually pretty good. Even if you don't go to the college to study, you can still be accepted and people accept each other. While in Malaysia, if you don't attend college and in this room, in the same room, other people are in have been to college, you always feel like you are inferior to others.
在我们教会的话也不错，我从来没有在你们身上闻到说我是 PhD 毕业的味道啊。
And likewise in this church, I think this church has a good atmosphere. I never smell any haughtiness in you, like I am PhD.
耿杰跟耿杰开玩笑，他从来不会提醒我说他是 PhD 毕业的。
When I joke with brother 耿杰, he's never going to mention to me, remind me that he was a PhD.
我也不会觉得感觉到说哦，我需要再读一个 PhD 再来做牧师。
And it never occurred to me that I never feel that I have to pursue another PhD, a PhD degree before I can be a pastor here.
因为我们能够接纳在基督的爱中，我们是有这些的差别。
Because in the love of Christ, we are able to accept the differences.
我们需要的不是把一些让我们有差别的东西抹杀掉，我们更需要的乃是耶稣基督的爱。
What we need is not to wipe out to show the difference between people. What we need is the gospel, the love of Christ.
这是我们手中有的福音。
And this is the gospel in our hand.
它真的是能，你看到今天的社会的问题，它真的就是我们社会真需要的。
And this gospel is indeed what the society really needs today.
当整个社会越走向趋势越走向这个属世的这种的价值观的时候，你就发现，罗马书的第一章的后面的这个光景是越来越鲜明。
And when you see that this world is downgrading, getting closer and closer to the basement of the worldly view, you see the picture described in the end of Romans chapter 1 is getting more and more obvious in our lives.
我们需要再回到神面前。
And we have to come back to the words of God.
我知道有些人在政治上很多的参与。
And I know a lot of people have deep involvement with the politics.
在很多的参与当中，不要忘了福音是更重要的。
However, in your involvement, please be reminded that the most important thing is gospel.
让我们也有同样的，至少有同样的这个热忱，把福音带到人群中。
And let us have the same zeal to bring the gospel into the society.
那有些人呢，其实不参与太多，只担心说到时候，这个我住的环境安不安全？那同样的。福音，我们周围的人需要福音。
And some people probably don't really have a lot of involvement, and you might just, you know, like be concerned about whether the future environment will be as good. Likewise, gospel is really important. Please bring it to your neighborhood.
真的求主帮助我们，在我们的生活当中。在我们的社会当中，我们不要忘了，神给我们这个福音的使命，不是跟社会是脱节的，乃是跟社会今天任何的一个现象是紧紧相连的。
And may the Lord remind us that in our daily lives, in our encounter with our neighborhood, our society, the mission from God is not to be disconnected from the surroundings, but to live in the surroundings and to spread the gospel for him.
我们今天有圣餐，我们圣餐也是提醒我们，我们在基督里乃是一体。
And today we are going to have Holy Communion, which is also a reminder to us that we are a unit. We live in unity in the gospel.
我们一起来到神面前，来预备我们的心。
Let's prepare our hearts before the Lord.
以弗所书一章七节说：“我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。这恩典是神用诸般智慧、聪明，充充足足赏给我们的，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上。”地上一切所有的在基督里同归于一。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7 to 10 To him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us, in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time,to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth.
真正的合一，夫妻的合一，家人的合一，人民的合一是在基督里。
This unity in family, the unity between spouses, the unity in church, and the unity in society is all in Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣基督的福音不是只是个人的福音，他也讲到一个国度。是天上的国度要降临在地上。
So this gospel is not just an individual for individuals, but it's also talking about the gospel for the nations to unite, and to in heaven and on earth.
我们到神面前默祷，我们预备在神面前领受主的饼跟主的杯。
And let's